It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly getting ready for Sunday Night Football, Texans and Cowboys.
Sunday Night Football. Yeah. This is a big game. Not only is it Sunday night, but it's against...
Don't say it.
Them.
Them.
Them across
them
the street,
from,
huh?
Yes.
The Voldemort to football.
Yeah.
So we have Anna Karen is here in from the Houston Texans cheerleaders. Why don't you guys give us kind of a preview of what's going to be happening on Sunday night?
Yes, of course. Like she said, we are playing the Dallas Cowboys this Sunday, October 7th. The theme of this game is Pink Ribbon Day presented by Kroger.
Oh, for breast cancer awareness.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So we're going to be pinked out head to toe. Like, you should see my nails.
You should see them right now.
I think they probably
can. It is my dream. See, yeah. Like, all pink,
pink
all the time.
Yeah. Pink everything.
Look out your windows. You just saw the nails.
Pink diamonds for them as
yes,
well.
Like
oh,
it.
Yes,
like
it.
Get
them.
Bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
Yes. But pinkled. That was bad. Keep going, ladies.
Our hashtag for this game is Beat the Cowboys on every social media platform. We want to see... all of the cool pictures, videos, everything the fans have. So make sure you use it. Beat the Cowboys.
Is this one of those things where, like, the players are also going to be wearing, like, the pink towels and stuff like
and
that
she, like,
on
the
their
pink
uniforms?
Shoes.
Yeah, sometimes.
We would hope
they,
so, yeah, that they would go out and support, have their little pink little add-ins.
You know JJ's going to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's about as pink as they come. He's like, for the ladies.
The ladies.
Yeah, and they would be like, oh, my God, JJ's wearing pink. He's so sweet. Anything? Are we doing anything special?
Oh, we got a big halftime show, a performance, huh?
Yes, big performance. So halftime is going to be by 7-time Grammy Award winner, Big Boy, y'all.
Whoa.
Yes, we're getting
chicken
in there.
Like a Polaroid picture.
Oh. Do you know Miss Jackson, though?
Oh, so
we can
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
I'm
sorry, Miss Jackson.
So let's do it.
I never meant to make...
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize 1,000 times.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
We just keep going on loop like over and over.
That's all I know of it, though. If we have to go to the next verse, I am screwed. Wait, we're not going back to Miss Jackson? No?
No one remembers that part.
Everybody's going to be singing along in NRG to that, and they're going to be like, ooh. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Where are my nachos?
That's one of the songs we're dancing, and I just forget the dance moves because I'm like,
you just want to sing along.
Through.
All right, so if you're at the game and you look up and one of the girls is not dancing, she's sitting there singing.
Yep.
You heard
oh
it here
my
first.
God.
Yep.
Don't call me out like that.
I mean, you called yourself out. I didn't hear what you said. You can't blame somebody else for that.
I mean, at least shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. Were you even old enough? Were you even alive when Polaroid pictures were out? This is a no, right?
I have a Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about did you have the original Polaroid camera?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
We have those little fancy ones now.
Did your grandparents have them? Is that what we're...
I'm going to... Hold on. I'm going to play this game. Sarah.
Yes.
Play with me. Lauren, you could play too.
Okay, here we go.
I'm guessing 90...
Ooh, I like this.
94?
I don't think I like this game. No, I'm guessing 97.
97?
2000?
Yes.
Did you say 97?
Oh, y'all should ask her. In 97?
You're born in 2000.
Stop it right now.
Oh, my goodness. Nope, not 2000.
98.
Yes, on the dot. On the dot.
Accurately speaking, somebody on the team could be 2000 because you have to be 18.
Of course they could.
Yeah.
I know, because that's how they have to be to win a prize here. That's why I'm always like, I'm born in 2000. You can't win. Wait, you can. Get us another drink.
Remember a couple of days ago when we did Sarah Pepper's high school notes from 1995?
Yeah, you weren't even born yet. You weren't even born when I was a sophomore in high school. What were we talking about?
Texans! Texans!
Hey.
Miss Jackson!
Woo! I am for real! We're back. Okay, so what else can we expect from the game?
Okay, y'all, so we have this first ever Texans rival rally in Rice Village, y'all. Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring the kids. It's a family event just to get pumped up for the big Texans game.
Okay, so that's going to happen in Rice, and that's when it, wait, when is that again?
11 to 2.
11 okay. to 2 on Saturday, right?
Okay, 11 to 2 on Saturday. I was like, oh, man, that's a long day if we're going on Sunday and we're going to games.
Start at 11, well, pass out at 5, yeah. Wake back up at 7:20.
Right. I mean, I know you girls can do that because you were born in, you know, the 90s. For those of us that graduated high school in the 90s, we need a nap.
Wait a minute, Sarah, be fair. The late 90s.
Sorry, the late 90s. We graduated in the late 90s. Lauren was the 2000s, so she may not need a nap. But Jeff and I are going to need a good, solid, like, good 5 o'clock solid. Dinner and a nap.
We need a nap tonight because we're going to party. Texas. Yes. Houston is going to party.
You need
Friday,
to get ready.
Saturday, Sunday. This is the Texas showdowns of all showdowns. And, you know, they only come every 8 years. We play them every 4, but, I mean.
They only come here every
year. Yeah, right. Eight.
So
this is definitely an event you don't want to miss, y'all.
Yeah.
Be there
nap.
Or be square.
Now, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, like, I'm thinking maybe
leave
two
the
naps?
Show today.
Yeah. Sleep till Sunday.
Till Saturday.
Hey, Monday,
for the event.
Day.
For the event at 11.
Oh. We work on Columbus Day. They don't give us days off. Yeah. We don't care about Columbus.
Columbus Day. We could have Columbus Day or we could have Thanksgiving. Yeah. We chose Thanksgiving.
We're like, listen, you got a choice. Jesus' birthday or Columbus Day? Which one do you want? We're like, well, that's a tough one. We're going to go with Jesus' B-Day. Yeah.
Not the day Columbus accidentally bumped into the wrong part right. of where he wasn't trying to go in the
and
first place.
And they claimed
place.
A land that people already lived on. They said, I found it. And we're like, there's peeps already here. Didn't they find it? And you're like, nah.
I don't think you and I are doing a great job establishing our youth by talking about how Columbus discovered America.
Did we say
America.
We were on the boat, Jeff? Did we say we arrived with him?
If you say Hispaniola, I'm walking out of here.
All right, so here's the deal. Go to the Texans game. What time are they going to open up the gates for tailgating? Because I know with night games, it's a little bit different. Are they going to they open at 2 or 3? Okay, 3 hours before the game. So
it's like 4.
Yeah, like 4. But people start lining up like now.
Yes,
get on to Kirby right
early,
now.
And we do have pregame entertainment. In the Boulevard with Sunday Night Football. So we get the Deep Still Band and the Texans cheerleaders yep. to perform before the game. So there's a lot of things before the game. So we always ask fans to get there early.
Oh, no, I know. You don't have to ask them. They're there.
They're there.
But
yes,
it's Houston.
Right.
They're coming late anyway.
Yeah, they're coming early to tailgate, but into the game, they're like, what time?
When do I have to be in the
yeah,
league?
What guys?
They're in the yes.
Yes. Yes. So if you guys go to tailgating, make sure you get into the game early because you're going to want to see everything from start to finish of the Texas Showdown. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We're old enough to be your parents.